So my name is James Tuznia, and I'm one of the partners in Caravan and a Caravan guide.
And I am Carissa Kazis, also a partner in Caravan of Remembering and a Caravan guide.
And we're hoping to have these opportunities just to discuss our experience with Caravan and the themes that are coming out in the newsletter, or if there's any questions that people ask, you know, happy to respond to them in this format.
And I'm really thrilled that we can offer this out to you, and we're building Caravan in the world, spaces just like Caravan in the book, where people can explore their life mission.
Very happy to share our stories, our experiences as well. Hope to make this a regular feature of the newsletter, and welcome.
So here's where the horizontal and vertical conversation have been in my awareness. When we make sense of things that are happening, when we say, okay, there's anxiety, you know, feeling anxious, things aren't going the way I wanted them to. How do I be with that anxiety? This is a conversation I had with someone earlier today. We somehow got to, what would it be like to feel confident? Because it had to do with some, you know, how she was feeling about herself. What would it feel like to be confident? That immediately like stressed her out, because confidence at the same horizontal level of the anxiety she was feeling was a battle. It was a black or white. And so it was like she had to choose, and it just really stressed her. So then I said, what would it be like to connect to someone who you think of as being confident, but going more vertical with it? So rising above the anxiety, rising above the dichotomy of anxious, not anxious, not confident, confident, going above to another place of confidence and bringing that in. It's like feeling that vertical pull. And from there, she could connect to confidence because it wasn't on the same level of the conversation. So she could rise above it to go more vertical. That's what's in my heart today around this conversation. Take what's happening in our horizontal world and bring it up, and then re-enter the horizontal world, re-enter the world we're in with this, I guess, higher perspective.
And so you do have to shift that perspective. And what I hear you saying is that when I shift it upwards a little bit and take a higher, quote unquote, a higher view on it, it's easier for me to see it now because there's a distance, there's more perspective, there's more, I can take in more things, I'm not as close to it. Is that more like what you're pointing to here with this?
Mm-hmm. It's a different perspective. And with the example of confidence, it even felt like an entirely different definition of confidence. You know, it felt more of a soulful, heartful definition of confidence versus how we might define it in some other ways. I can go get it, which is great too. But in this moment, what was going to help it shift her, what helped shift her was going to a higher view on confidence. So yeah, taking another perspective that included more of her. So then she doesn't need to be, or we don't need to be fit into a small, tiny perspective box, that we're much more than that. And I feel like that's what David in Caravan is really exploring too, is he starts out with, here's his life. You know, he's a designer. This is where he lives. This is what he's about. And then as he moves through Caravan, he starts to, through the inquiry process, he starts to ask himself questions about how his perspective on his past, his perspective on why design was important to him. You know, you work in a design studio. What would it mean to design your life? Use that designer to design your life. Design a life mission logo for yourself. So take that same thing in the horizontal world and just go to another perspective on it and use that now in a life mission conversation.
Thank you very much for listening. It was a pleasure. I look forward to our next talk.
Yeah, looking forward.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.